Hello everyone. Lovely to be with you. So if we can turn our attention to presence, without any effort, it's a simple noticing. Noticing this invisible awareness. Formless. Noticing, 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 noticing itself. Without any object, without any form, a direct, a perception of being. So you can invite your mind and your body to rest to get out of the way. So that this revelation is available to you in fact, it is always available to you. Because everything you experience in essence is formless. The less you do, the better it is. In fact, there is no need to do anything. Everything is done. Of itself, on its own, religious lingo, we say God does everything. We are habituated to believe that we need to do things. We need to be in charge. That's the illusion. The illusion of somebody being in charge. Somebody who's in control. And so we spin our wheels in vain. The mind becomes very busy trying to get somewhere. Is part of the illusion. That there is a personal doer. We hesitate to let go of that belief. So we hold on. We resist. We hold on to the sense of me feeling something, the need to feel something, to be somebody somehow. The mind complicates things. Well, things are very simple. There is one reality. This human experience is referred to as the waking dream. And referring to the waking state. We rely on the mind. In order to find peace and happiness. But the mind is of the past, it is conditioned. It is an ancestral mind, a tribal mind, conditioned by millenniums. Of history, tribalism, beliefs, old empires, and this tribal mind is ongoing. Sometimes it haunts us. And so we wonder how to quiet this mind. But the mind cannot quiet itself, because the mind is activity. It's made out of memories and beliefs, stored sensations and reactivities, various programs that we have used and reused. Blaming each other, judging oneself, judging others. And above all, believing that reality is material. A belief that we rarely investigate. What about letting go of all beliefs and to find out what remains? How do I completely quiet my mind? Who is asking this question? Is it this personal self that is asking this question? I want to quiet my mind in order to experience personal peace. But peace is not personal. In fact, peace is void of personhood. When there is peace, there is freedom from belief. Above all, freedom from the belief that my reality is the world body mind reality, that my reality is phenomenal. But your reality is this formless awareness. Borderless. And your body is not made out of flesh and bones. The true body is universal. There is an understanding which brings peace and quiet to the mind. But this understanding has a heavy price. This understanding requires your death. The death of your entire belief structure. Your many narratives about yourself, your family, your culture, your religion, your spirituality, all of that must die. It's already dead. Every thought which appears to you, boom, is gone in a second, doesn't even exist. And your beliefs, no matter how hard you hold on to them, they don't exist. They have no reality of their own. Sometimes you speak of the ocean and the waves, but from the perspective of the ocean, from the perspective of reality, of truth, there are no waves. So from the perspective of peace, of true peace, there is no personal mind. There are no personal stories. All the stuff that you cherish is empty. Empty in that it does not deliver the goods that you seek, the love, the peace, the freedom, the joy, the happiness that you seek. You seek peace and happiness not as a person. You seek peace and happiness as your true nature. One could say it's consciousness seeking itself. But again, these are words. There is a liberating understanding. You have to be willing to pay the price. You cannot have your mind, your body, and your life in the same time, the freedom. I'm not talking about starving yourself or walking naked in the snow. I'm talking about your mind. Which is so heavy. Heavy with the past, with stories and spinning stuff, dead stuff, dead spinning stuff. But when you go to the heart of silence, you only find the light of being. You find that which is beyond words. The end of time. The end of the illusion of separation and personhood. So you have to let go of your mind. Let the universe, let God drive it. You don't choose anything. Everything is chosen. In fact, there is nothing happening. So even to say that everything is chosen is just a way of speaking. But when you're holding on to your storylines, your conditioned mind, Wow, it's a very busy place. Lots of things are happening. Often it's a traffic jam. Our mind gets overloaded. But that's just the illusion of time, of existing in time. Because time appears to you as images. You never appear, you never appear in time. Only you believe you do. But this belief is useless. It's unhappy. Believing that you are subject to time, subject to events, it's a useless belief. Just because everybody around you sings that song doesn't mean you need to sing that same song, you see. You can go directly to your experience as presence, as being. Notice that it's only awareness, only consciousness. That all forms refer to mind. The essence, the reality of mind is what interests you. Not so much its content and but its essence. The essence of mind is no mind. There is no need to try to attain no mind because mind cannot attain no mind. There are no persons and no things in no mind. And you may ask yourself, well, what am I going to do now? What do I do? Be available for the understanding. Notice how the mind is like a rabbit hole. And yet, here we are using the mind to contemplate and to explore and to wonder about the source, about reality. So it can be a tool to contemplate contemplate our reality, our true experience, which is no mind. In a way, it's a disappointment for the mind, the conditioned mind, to hear that. But it's a gateless gate. Separation. The me narrative is an illusion. Empty. Any questions?